Being an expert doesn't mean you automatically have an audience, especially with so much noise in the digital marketing space. You need to break through the noise and establish your message as a rising thought leader in your industry. John Cook has worked with over 1,100 coaches and consultants and 800 speakers to make their messages remarkably clear and compelling to the right audience. And today, he wants to help you. If you want greater clarity and even better results with your message, visit workwithjohncook.com. Here's John.
So you want to know how to get on more podcasts. How do you become a guest on podcasts? What do you need? How do you find the right podcasts that align with your business that happen to have the right audience for your message? My name is John Cook. I'm the founder of Keynote Content. Over the last 4 years, I've worked with over 800 speakers one-on-one, helping them craft and share their messages to connect with the right audiences and build their businesses. And so looking at the structure that's in place, think about the last year that we've had and coming into 2021 and beyond, that COVID-19 has disrupted the live event space. So many different people who are wanting to speak with more audiences saying, I want to be on more podcasts. What does that look like? And so podcasts is one of the fastest ways for you to get in front of the right people and consistently have that evergreen content so people can find you next week, today, next year. And what I want to walk you through is how to be not just a great podcast guest, but even saying, finding the right podcast. Where are they? How do you connect with a podcast host? And then from there, being able to say, here's a way to leverage that opportunity to grow your business. The first thing I want to think about is do your research. And the research side of things is saying, well, I know this is obvious, but what am I looking for? There are hundreds of thousands of podcasts that are going to be popping up over the next year, along with over 100,000 that are already on the Apple podcast store. So thinking about two factors, you want to think about fit first and then format second. Fit is this the right podcast for me to share on? Is this a podcast host from a reputation, from an industry standpoint that I want to align with, saying I'm proud to say I was on their podcast? They seem like somebody that I would really connect with from a personality standpoint or from a topic standpoint. But then the format, because you can have the right alignment from the fit standpoint, but the format means how is it structured from a podcast format. Some podcasts say we like our guests to do 60-minute spots. You're saying, well, I really don't know if I'm comfortable doing kind of an audio interview for 60 minutes, that might not be the right format for you. And that's okay. Some podcasts like doing almost like this masterclass where they have you present different content and almost like it's a webinar and they do it recorded. And you say, I don't know if I want to do like a presentation as a word for 60 minutes or even 30 minutes. Okay, if you want more Q&A, that's a different format. Most podcasts that have guests, I look for like an interview format, very conversational, very much saying like we might have some of the same basic questions that we talk through kind of as that premise, but it gives you an idea to see what is that format that fits what you're looking for. So go for fit from an audience alignment, from a host alignment, from a business alignment, but also the format. Is this the right structure for that podcast? Second thing I want you to do is also saying like know where those podcasts are. Using Google, using different databases that are in place, finding out what those are. And I can include that with this recording. I'll have included some resources for you to find podcasts that really align with what you're looking for as a podcast guest. The second thing I want you to look at is essentially prove your fit, prove your alignment, as it were. And on the fit, on the alignment standpoint, saying, I have not just listened to a podcast, but I've also taken the time to say, here are what the last 3 or 4 episodes were about, or here's how I can see how my specific message, my specific focus fits along and dovetails very nicely with these other 1, 2, 3 guests that you've had on that same podcast. So when you reach out to that host, they know that you've done the homework, knowing that you can prove that you are in alignment from like a topic standpoint, and knowing that this is not just some random person reaching out, but they actually can see that they want to be on my podcast. I can't tell you how many different times I've worked with different speakers of saying like, well, I reached out to podcasts, but I didn't hear anything. And I said, well, show me those messages, whether it's through social media, whether it's through email, whatever it might be. And they show me these messages and I was like, hi, so-and-so, I love your podcast. I think it'd be a great guest. Would you like to talk? It doesn't prove that they did their homework. It doesn't prove fit from like, okay, who are you and how are you, why are you reaching out to me and do you even know anything about my podcast? But it's making sure that if you're bringing the content out there that people can see that you know what they've been doing, what's interesting to them and their audience, and that you can have a specific value that fits a gap that you can prove inside their current podcast experience for their audience. So prove your fit. Second one. Third one is that I want you to basically show a sample. And show a sample means far more than just, okay, I've been on this podcast. But what it does is it gives you and the host a chance to see, here is how I can help make your life a little bit easier. I'm not just going to talk about any topic, but I'm going to say, okay, here's a list of topics. So kind of your talk topics. I love having those in. But then also saying, like, what are the kind of what are the links? What are other podcasts you've been on that you can show people? Not only like, I've been on more podcasts, but also here's what the experience was like. Here's what the audio quality was like. Here's how the conversation went. And here are other podcasts that are similar to yours that can be in alignment that says, okay, I know what you're going to be a type of guest, what type of guest you're going to be. But also like including testimonials. If you can share testimonials from other podcast hosts who have had you on their podcasts, it can show that it's not that big of a risk having an unknown coming onto your podcast, but somebody who is known, who has the at-bats, who knows what it's like to be a great guest on the podcast. And by showing that to a prospective host, you can say, I've done my homework. I have the experience. I know what you're looking for, and here's how I can prove it. The fourth thing I like to do is kind of saying, okay, you want to be on more podcasts? Invest in setup. Invest in a great setup. And that includes microphone. That includes video. You might say, well, wait a second. Podcasts are just audio. Not anymore. They were audio. Podcasts were just audio only maybe up to 5 or 6 years ago, maybe. But essentially what you're looking for is AVL. Your audio, video, lighting. So think about, what's the investment from a background standpoint? What's the investment from a lighting standpoint? What's the investment from an audio standpoint? What's the investment from a video standpoint? So people can see this is a high quality production, and it means less work that their production team has to do saying, hey, can you just clean up this audio? I had a great guest on. I love what they said, but their microphone was terrible. Ugh. More podcast hosts will say yes to you if they know that you've invested in the audio, visual, and lighting for what you're looking for your podcast. Fifth thing I like to say is be a concierge. I love going to different resorts, back when people traveled, as it were, to different resorts. And the concierge is very different than somebody who's just working the front desk. You walk into this place you're staying, a resort, hotel, whatever it might be, and somebody's there saying, hi, so-and-so. I'm so glad you arrived. Your room is all ready for you. And I want to let you know, I've also gone ahead and I've done this, this, this for you. They've anticipated your needs. They've anticipated your desires, what you would like to have out of that experience. So many different podcast hosts are saying, I like having guests on, but I have to do so much of the heavy lifting. I have to ask them again and again and again for a headshot. I ask them again and again and again for a bio. They send me their stuff and it's not good quality. If I can think that somebody's going to be on my podcast, and they have a great setup in place, and they've gone ahead and taken the time to anticipate as a concierge what I need as a podcast host, I guarantee I'm going to share not just their episode more, but also rave about them to other podcast hosts that I know who are looking for great guests. So how do you be a concierge? Saying, think about, you have a high quality bio written by a great copywriter. I happen to know a group, as it were, me with Keynote Content, and my team, we create bios for different speakers who want to be on more podcasts, be on more events, speaking, webinars, stages, whatever it might be. So create a great bio, but also invest in just a great quality headshot. Find a student photographer, have them have a good lighting setup, do a great headshot. Go from about mid-abdomen up, great lighting, great smile, that's what you need. Very natural background, go with something like that. So that's the third thing. The two pieces there. But also, if you have an opportunity, make it easy for somebody to schedule with you. So I like using Calendly. Some people like using Appointment Core. Some people like to use different type of scheduling links that are in place to make it so that a podcast host, instead of asking, hey, when are you available to record this interview for my podcast, they can say, oh, follow this link, book it at a time. We'll use that time to record for your podcast, make it easy for you. Not all podcast hosts love that, but it gives you a chance to be able to share an opportunity to make it streamlined and simple for that podcast host. The last thing I want to share is also, you want to be on more podcasts. It starts with also saying, how do you get more at-bats with the next podcast? It's taking the one that you just wrapped up, that podcast episode that you were so excited about, that you recorded, had a great time, saying, okay, thank the host at the end of the episode, and then share it like it's your own. be proud of that podcast interview that you just did. Share it as soon as it's available. Share it to your list. Share it to your crowd on social media. Share it to other clients and colleagues that you have saying, this is an amazing podcast. I love being on this episode. I can't wait to share this and the conversation that we had with so-and-so on their podcast. What this does is that it kickstarts you onto more podcasts, because when you are sharing the same episode with the same energy, the same vibrancy that the host had, it's going to absolutely spread out to other people in their industry saying like, wow, I saw that you had this guest on the podcast. They were raving about their experience. How were they as a guest? And that gives you and the host an opportunity to share about what your conversation was like, the setup, all these different ways to get on more podcasts. So those are ways to be able to grow your message through podcasting as a guest 2021 and beyond. You might say, I don't even know where to get started. I don't know about what my bio should look like. I don't know what my what podcast I'm supposed to be on. I don't even know how to put together these different information. You know, there's a possibility. I've heard about needing a podcast one sheet. What does that look like? You can go to workwithjohncook.com. You can fill out an application. We'll hop on a call. We'll talk about your message. Talk about your business, where you want to go, and if podcasts are the right fit for you and what podcasts you want to get on in 2021 and beyond. For now, though, make it a great day. Catch you next time.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Interested in discovering how you can work with John to make your message more compelling? Head on over to workwithjohncook.com and apply today.